welcome back. It's not welcome back if you kept going, but I hope you're taking this serious. I hope if you didn't, pause the video and do this right now. This isn't for other people. This is for you. If you're still here and want another level of life, I'm so proud. I know that might sound silly, but I'm proud that you're here. There's lots of other choices. And so many times in life, people want the quick fix. They want the pill that gives them six-pack abs. They want the get rich without doing work thing. That's not you, or you wouldn't be here. This is the foundation to build real, sustainable success, abundance, and joy in your life. And this wasn't something I figured out in 3 minutes. It's been 35 years of being an entrepreneur. 35 years starting with nothing and scared and fearful to, you know, more joy and abundance and success than I thought was possible in my life. So thank you for having faith in me. So we started with, and you just went through the exercise of putting the pin in your GPS, of starting with honesty, like not lying to yourself. Yes, you're blessed. Yes, you should be grateful, but you're not at your full potential. If your full potential, like I said, is 7 gears, you might be at 3 or 4, right? So it's time to set the foundation for that next level. So if you know that starting point, the next part in your journey is to know the destination. And in this next section, I want you to think about where we want to be in our lives, what we really want to achieve. And I want to tell a little story here. You see, you've heard what I'm about to tell you before. You probably heard it a lot of times. Most of the times in life, our brain defaults, I said this earlier, to what we don't want. I don't want this job anymore. I don't want to make the money. I don't want to have lack of time. I don't want to work for these people. I don't want to be in a toxic relationship. I don't want to be unhealthy anymore. I don't. Our brain just defaults to that. Listen, this isn't something I'm guessing. For years, I did an event on stage once a month in Las Vegas for years, and I'd bring people up on stage, and I'd say, okay, we'd go through this little process, and I'd get two whiteboards, and I'd bring them over to one, and I'd say, okay, tell me what you don't want out of life. And oh my God, it was like they recorded it. Like, I don't want this, I couldn't write fast enough, right? And then I would break their pattern in the middle and I would get them out of the seat next to the one whiteboard, bring them over to another seat and sit them down and say, okay, now tell me what you want. And I'd go to the board, like, what do you really want out of life? And they'd be like, I don't want this job. I'm like, no, that goes on that whiteboard over there. I want to know what you want. And I had two answers that happened all the time. You know what those two answers were? Wow, that's a really good question. Or can you give me a few minutes to think about it? I did this for over 3 years, every month, and that was always the case. There was never anyone that was as quick on what they wanted as what they didn't want. Because at the end of the day, did you ever hear that story about the long road in a place where winter happened and snow and ice, and on this mile stretch of road, I read this someplace, I don't know, ages ago, there was one tree. And that one tree was so scarred up and beat up. So many people had hit that one tree. Why on this road with so much field, why'd they hit that one tree? Because when it was icy and people weren't, you know, in control, they'd stare at the tree and go, I'm not hitting it. Oh my God, I hit the tree, right? And maybe it was made up. Maybe it was a parable. But it's so true in life. We don't realize that we end up getting exactly what we focus on. And if you're focused on the fact that there's no intimacy in your relationship, you're focused on what is lacking rather than the way you can achieve it. If you're focused on the lack of revenue, the lack of your business working, the lack of the marketing, the more you focus on it, the more we bring that into our lives. And I know most of you know that. Most of you heard it. I'm encouraging you to let it sink in today. I want to tell you a story that always comes up in my mind when I think about this on how it's really put into play. I have a dear friend and a partner on a business, just an incredible guy. His name is Ethan. He's the father of 8. Yes, he is my inspiration. He is a father of 8. He is the oldest, or in the middle of 6. So he's from 6. He has 8. His brothers and sisters have 6 children. It's amazing. And he just seems to elegantly pull it all off. Great businessman, he's a church leader, he's an incredible dad, incredible husband, just a good dude. And that's the kind of people I like to surround myself with. Long story short, they did a church group trip with the 15 to 17-year-old young men of the group. And a bunch of dads and him, they go whitewater rafting in Colorado. Now, I don't know much about whitewater rafting, but maybe you could correct me if I'm wrong. They rate the rapids like 1 through 5. Right? If they're flat, it's a 1. If it's crazy and it rained and they're rough, it's a 5, right? So he gets there, and it rained for like 3 days straight. And he said, talk about being nervous. You're responsible for other kids. Like, you don't want to face parents if something sideways happened, right? So he gets there, and he's like, there's no way we're going out in these boats. He tells the other dads, like, let's do the camping thing, cook out, but we're gonna nuke this. He said, until the instructor comes out. He says, dads, take a deep breath. Everything's going to be fine. Boys, get in the raft, and I'm going to tell you a little lesson. So the instructor, he said, was probably 50 years old, little gray hair. Just wanted, you could picture the guy, like the rafting guy in good shape and got the cool watch on that can go under the water. I visualize all this, right? And he says to the kids, he goes, let me tell you, we're going to be just fine today. Yeah, the rapids are really high. They're a 4 out of 5, but we're going to crush this and have so much fun. And you know what's going to keep us safe? The positive point. He said to the boys, guys, when I first started, he said, I was a little naive. I thought I was protecting the people in my raft. And we'd be going down the river, and I'd see a rock that we were going towards. And I'd say, everybody, don't hit that rock right there, that one. And he said, everybody would look, and boom, they'd hit the rock and flip over. Or he'd see a tree that fell, and he'd go, oh my God, that tree wasn't there last week. Everybody, see the tree? Try to steer away from that tree. And everybody'd look at the tree, they'd hit the tree and flip over. He said, I don't know, it took me a little while, boys, to realize that the positive point means wherever I point, do not focus on anything else except the direction of which I point. And you paddle your guts out in that direction, I promise we'll be fine all day. Because if you focus where we want to go, I don't care if we're an inch away from the rock, an inch away from the tree, an inch away from this high rapid, we will miss it because all of our energy is focused on where we want to go, not where we don't want to go. And Ethan told me that story probably 7 years ago, and it sticks in my head every single day. What a powerful lesson that was learned in real life. So many of us, guys, without realizing, are pointing at what we don't want. And we've been pointing at it too long. The next 12 months of our lives, we gotta create the positive point in our life. What do we want? We must identify it. We must know where we want to go. We must know what success really means to us. And we have to sell ourselves on that every single day. That's how we get from where we are to where it is that we truly want to go, is first identifying. Yes, we're going to be building the bridge to get there through this course. But if you don't know what that destination is, you are the Ferrari going hundreds of miles an hour, going down roads that you don't know a destination. So that's why we're going to figure out our exact thing that we want out of life, our destination. Now, let me go into this next piece here. This is the part that I think is so crucial. In today's crazy busy world, when we think about setting goals, I believe, now goal setting's been around since the beginning of time, and Benjamin Franklin did it like crazy. And then when you get into Earl Nightingale and Dale Carnegie and all the old greats, right? Goal setting is so much, you know, so powerful. It's the foundation of all success. But I don't think they forecasted. I was looking for my phone. I think it's over there. I think they forecasted how busy we all got, how crazy it is. How many of you some days, you think about you want to set goals, and a week goes by, 3 weeks go by, and like each day you're like, I need to set those damn goals today, but like you made it another day to your pillow. It's like, oh, I'll set the goals tomorrow. I'm just so happy I made it here alive, right? Like, we're so busy in so many ways, and so many things are occupying our time. I think goal setting in today's world is harder than it's ever been. Now, I'm going to date myself, and half of you or most of you won't remember this, but there used to be a cartoon called The Roadrunner when I was a kid. And The Roadrunner, I watched it all the time. It was like, beep, beep, and it would go really fast. Maybe you've seen it on a commercial or something. Some of you are smiling. You remember The Roadrunner. In The Roadrunner cartoon, there was the Tasmanian devil. And that thing would spin so fast, it would be like, roar, you'd hear like the turbine spin, and there'd be dust around them. I believe in today's world, we're all Tasmanian devils, and there is a complete dust cloud around us, and seeing where we want to go, that destination, it's almost impossible. We're trying to look to set our goals, trying to look forward, and all we see is dust and chaos and another thing to occupy our time, and we're trying to squeeze in writing a couple notes. This is the part that I think will change that for you. This is what I do. This is what I'm encouraging you to do. In our first section of this, we identified the truth. Now we're going to pretend that it's 1 year from today. Instead of looking forward to what we want to achieve, I really want you to think about this. Instead of looking forward to what we want to achieve, I want us to pretend it's 1 year from today, and we extract ourselves out of the road run, the Tasmanian devil dust cloud. We extract ourselves out of it, and we fast forward 1 year and plop back down. And now we're not looking forward to where we want to go. We're looking backwards. And I want you to pretend, and we're going to take a little break here and do this. I want you to pretend that it's the best year of your life. Not gonna be. Hear me out. You're not writing down what would be the best year of your life. You're writing down it was the best year of your life. And for it to be the best year of your life, what has to be true? For 1 year from today, we're back here celebrating. We're doing a 1 year anniversary party. You're looking backwards. It was the best year of your life. Like, here's what I'm talking about, the best year of your life. You walk in a room and your girlfriends are like, damn, what did she do? Is that hair? She'd go on vacation and get tan? She'd lose 10 pounds? Like, you know when you just radiate, when you're feeling alive, when you're feeling in flow, when you just embody confidence and success because things are going right? You know that feeling? I want you to picture that's how you're walking into every room, not walking in like, who, I'm here. You're walking in and everybody's going, who's that? Right? You just feel it. Like, thoughts are coming to you in a great way. You're not afraid to take that uncomfortable action. You're doing the practice when no one's watching. You're observant of your surroundings. You're helping other people. You're being a role model and a leader. What has to be true for it to be the best year of your life? You see, if you could put yourself in that place, remember, and I'm not, again, not telling you something you don't know, your brain doesn't know the difference. Your body doesn't know the difference about actually experiencing it or visualizing it. If you visualize that strong enough, your body will release the hormones. It goes, oh my God, this feels amazing, because we're believing it. If you believe it will be the worst year of your life, it will be. If you can look through the lens as your best year of your life, it can be. That's the start. That's one of the big secrets that doesn't seem like a secret. That's the little hinge that swings a big door. So what I want you to think about is, what have you been pointing at that doesn't serve you? What trees have you been pointing out? What rocks have you been pointing out? Let's get the positive point. But to get the positive point, we need that compelling future. We need our lighthouse, right? Lighthouses in the East Coast, in Maine and New Hampshire, all the Massachusetts, the light towers. What do? They guide the ships in. We need our own lighthouse. And what our lighthouse is our compelling future. And sometimes we can't see our compelling future because there's too much fog between us and the lighthouse. So we must step out of the fog and look back and decide, what is that compelling future? I want you to be visualizing and say, where would I be with my finances? Where would I be with my health if it was the best year of life? Where would I be my relationships, my career, my happiness, my joy? How would my body look when I looked in the mirror? What would my relationship be like? You could pick one. You could pick your finances, pick your career, whatever it is that it is the most in the front of your mind. Just do one now and do the rest of it later. But if we know we don't have to have the positive point, and we get rid of, your brain's gonna start defaulting to what you don't want. That's not this exercise. This is the exercise on what you do want, right? And we're gonna look backwards at the best year of your life. What I usually do is I try to get myself in state and just write down all the things that come to mind. I'd be this way, I'd be making this much money, I'd have this many people working underneath me, I'd be selling 10 courses a month, I'd be doing one big workshop a quarter, I'd have a mastermind that's 25 grand a month, 25 grand a year, $500 a month, whatever it is, you just start writing it down. I'd be this way, this is how I feel when my husband looks at me, when my wife looks at me, when your other half looks at you. This is the way you'd be with your children. You just start writing. I write down as fast as I possibly can, and then I circle or put stars next to the most important ones, and that becomes my compelling future. That's how I get my destination point. That's how I set goals in today's crazy, busy world. So what we're gonna do right now, if you're part of the course, hit pause, do this exercise. All right, I hope you took a moment to do that. Again, I can't say it enough. I see those of you that are live, I see you shaking your head. Those of you at home taking this course, I hope you're taking the time to stop, pause, and do this. I sound like a complete broken record, but you can't imagine how this has transformed my life. And if you didn't have the time to really dig in, come back at another time, revisit this. You'll have this course for life. Always come back to this, go through this process. I've literally done this on a monthly basis for years in a row and find myself having completely different visions of where I want to be because you had a breakthrough and it changes. And this gives you that clarity, that lighthouse, that compelling future to wake up and strive for. You know, people ask me all the time, they say, how do you have so much enthusiasm? How do you have so much energy at 52? I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. I feel more alive. I have more energy than I've ever had. People are like, how could that be? It's because I know where I want to go. I know that I want to be an amazing dad. I want to be an incredible husband. I want to be the best husband on the planet. I love my wife. We have this incredible relationship, but I don't want that to change. When I walk in a room, I see where my wife is. I walk in the room, she catches my eye and stares at me like she met me for the first time. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to keep that. My kids and I are connected. Like, I have real conversations with my 12 and 14 year old. My 9 month old, he's stepping up. He's almost there, right? I want that to happen. I have an incredible relationship with my team. My team is my family, right? I fight for this. I want to impact lives and be better at what I do. I want to deliver capabilities to take people to where they want to go. That lights me up, and I know what that compelling future is. I know what my life's going to look like in a year, and every day I fight for it. But if you're running from something that you don't like, if your mind is getting in your way and telling you you can't, if you don't set the intentions, if you don't create that compelling future, then every day you're in the raft pointing at the rocks and you're hitting them over and over again. And this is just a way to shift. Earl Nightingale said, you are what you think about. And I love this one too. All things are created twice. The mental or first creation and the physical or second creation to all things. And that's Stephen Covey. These are fundamental truths, right? This is the foundation of your next level. So thank you for playing full out. Thank you for doing these exercises. And most of all, I really want to say thank you for trusting me. Some of you, like I said, have been doing stuff like this forever and you're doing it again and you're playing full out. Some of you, this is new and you're like, ah, come on, Dean, get to the part where I get rich, right? What you're going to see is this is it. Rich, and when I say rich, I don't just mean money. I mean rich in your life, in your happiness, in your joy. Okay, so in this journey, during this first section of the Accelerated Success Formula, we got real clear on being honest with ourselves, right? Where we are, our GPS dot. Secondly, we just got done with the exercise of what does success really mean to you? And instead of looking forward, we're pretending that it's a year from now and it's the best year of your life and hopefully you took notes like crazy and you're really dialing in what success means to you, you know, whether that's in your personal life, your happiness, your joy, your income, and all those pieces. Next, I want to get to the emotional side of it, right? Because if we know where we are, completely honest, the truth, and we know what it is we really want, now we got to start building the bridge. And before we get to the capabilities, I want to jump right into number 4 on the worksheet of their clarity tool, the why. Now we're going to go way deeper on your why later on in the program. But I want you to think about right now, why are you here? Why are you a part of this course? Why did you cut a check? Why are you taking the time? Why do you really want it? Because here's what I know. In most cases, we let this control our emotions when we really should trust this, our heart. And I'd really love for you to think about, if you know where you are with complete honesty, and you painted the picture of what your best you would be in a year from now, why is it do you want to get from where you were to where you want to go? And I'd really love for you to spend some time and attach a feeling. And I want you to think about this. If we could fast forward a year, and I want you to, on the screen right now or at home, write it on your journal. If it was a year from now and it was the best year of your life, what emotions would you be feeling right now? If you wanted to turn on the screen and just yell, oh my God, I feel what? I feel confident. I feel courageous. I feel alive. I feel like I'm living on purpose. I feel like the man I was meant to be. I feel like the woman that's my true self, right? In the chat, at home, right now, if that became your reality, what is the emotion that you can attach to it? Because just saying it, just having a vision board, just writing down your goals is kind of like doing a New Year's resolution and expecting it to be real. How many times have New Year's resolutions actually stuck and became your reality? in so many cases, they don't. Not this group, because you're advanced. The majority of the world sets resolutions, they write them down, they look at it, they craft a vision board, and they go on with their life, and none of it happens and none of it sticks. Because we're not attaching this, our heart, to it. Look at all these: pride, peace, freedom, proud, I feel excited, joyful, tranquil, fulfilled, effectiveness, free, gratitude, fulfilled, high on life, right? Think of it, peace. Those emotions are what you need to feel right now in preparation of where you could go, because that's what's going to drive you, right? I'm terrible with names. You hardly ever remember someone's name. You barely remember what they do. You don't remember where you met them, but you remember how people make you feel, don't you? You remember how people make you feel. So right now, we have to feel. Look at this: ecstasy, worthy, extraordinary, wonderful. Those of you at home right now writing on your, some of these same words are probably coming out. We must attach an emotion. If we're gonna attach the goal of what our best year looks like, then we hell better attach how we're gonna feel when it happens, because that will light up your compelling future. It won't just be words on a paper, it'll be emotions in your heart. In a moment when we take a break here, I not only want you to think about your why, that you can attach an emotion to. I want you to think about what capabilities do you need to build the bridge. Remember this: our best thinking got us here. That doesn't mean anything's wrong. It's amazing that you're here. But it takes new thinking to go to the next level. The level of thinking that causes the problem is not the same level of thinking that solves the problem. The same thinking that got you where you are today is not the same thinking that'll take you to where you want to be tomorrow, right? So in order to get from where you wrote down you were with honesty to where you want to be, right, what your true goals are, and then when we attach an emotion to how that's going to feel, the only way to get there is to build a bridge, because there's a gap. If you already had the capabilities to get there, guess what? You'd already be there. If you already had the right thinking to get where you want to be, you'd already be at your destination. Right? So we know that we need, right, build a bridge. We need the capabilities to get us there. And you're going to write down the emotion attached to this, the why, in your heart. And I also want you to write down, what capabilities do you think you need? You need to be more productive. You need to keep this unstoppable mindset. You need the opportunity to hear these words all the time. Do you need to listen to personal development 5 days a week? You need to read more books, get involved in more courses, get more self-education, get a mentor, learn from people who've already been there, not listen to the naysayers, surround yourself with different friends, stop getting sucked into social media. Like, what capabilities do you have to, well, some things you need to throw away, but what capabilities do you need to gain in order to achieve this next level, right? You need new thinking, new processes. You got to upgrade from you 3.0 to you 4.0. So right now, take a break. Do the two pieces, and we'll be back in a moment.